Ryan Murphy, the producer behind TV shows like Glee and American Horror Story, debuts his latest series Sunday on FX. It is called Feud, Betty and Joan, and it's based on a legendary rivalry in old Hollywood. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says the show also highlights Ryan Murphy's influence on today's Hollywood.
When Ryan Murphy actually explains what he does as a TV series showrunner, even he admits it kind of makes him sound like a supervillain.
The greatest thing that you have when you're a showrunner is this opportunity to create worlds. And it always sounds so insane when somebody says, well, what do you do? And you say, I create worlds. It does sound like a supervillain profession.
What Murphy means is that he's the top creative voice on the TV series he executive produces.
What I do is sort of I come up with an idea like Feud, and then I cast it. I go out to Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon, and I gather a writing staff, and we wrote 8 episodes, and then I directed 3 of them.
And his track record is impressive. From the sexed-up Miami plastic surgeons in Nip Tuck...
Tell me what you don't like about yourself.
...to the crooning, dysfunctional Ohio high school students in Glee...
Just a small town girl.
...and a hot-tempered O.J. Simpson in People v. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story.
You want to make this a black thing? Well, I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Through it all, Murphy has used touches of camp, horror, and sex to talk boldly about race, sexual orientation, gender, women's issues, and much more.
What I'm interested in doing now is to go and give voices that are not being heard a platform and to sort of bring people into people's homes that you think you may hate or despise. But the truth of the matter is if you just sat in a room, A, I think you would admire them, and B, I think that you would have a lot more in common with them than you think.
So he'll go deeper to try to understand everything he cares about.
One friend, Glee fan and All in the Family executive producer Norman Lear, said Murphy's key to capturing the zeitgeist is how much he cares.
I wouldn't call it rule-breaking or pushing boundaries. I would call it, you know, raising a magnifying glass to the foolishness of the human condition.
Like some of Murphy's other shows, Feud is an anthology series. It features a new rivalry every season. First up, the feud between Betty Davis, played by Susan Sarandon, and Joan Crawford, played by Jessica Lange. It's the early 1960s, and the two Oscar-winning actresses are struggling as aging stars. Joan asks her longtime enemy to join her on a film about a crazed former child star abusing her wheelchair-bound sister called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
If something's going to happen, we have to make it happen. No one's looking to cast women our age, but together, they wouldn't dare say no.
I think people think it's going to be campy or lighthearted or dishy, and it really isn't that. It's, I think, a much more sad look at these two women who were national treasures who were not treated well.
Murphy's connection to Betty Davis goes all the way back to his days as a 10-year-old growing up in 70s-era Indiana.
I only wrote 2 fan letters in my life. One was to Betty Davis, and one was to Ron Palaio, who played Horseshack on Welcome Back, Kotter. And Ron did not write me back, but Betty Davis did.
That's actually Ron Palillo, who played Horseshack. But Murphy's connection paid off a decade later when he interviewed his occasional pen pal for nearly 4 hours while working as a journalist, not long before her death.
And the thing that struck me about her when I got to meet her was how real she was. You know, when you think of her at the end or in some of her later movies, you know, she's pure exaggeration.
Murphy has a passion for featuring mature women in his shows that Hollywood often overlooks. And he's formed an organization called the Half Foundation to ensure women get jobs behind the camera as directors.
And I'm reaching out to all sorts of women, young women, gay women, women of color, older women who feel like they don't have a way into the system. In the first year of operation, our goal was 50% women. We've sort of hit the 60% of all of the slots have been filled by women.
As a married man who's had a tough time growing up gay in Indiana, Murphy's ready for our modern political moment. He's got a second season of American Crime Story planned on Hurricane Katrina, and a second season of Feud centered on Princess Diana and Prince Charles. He hopes to start conversations between liberals who might love the gay characters on Glee and conservatives who elected a vice president from Indiana who has opposed same-sex marriage.
I look at the election, I'm like, okay, well, we can get mad, but the truth of the matter is this was a group of people that we weren't listening to for a long time, or they to us for that matter. So I think the best thing that we can do is launch a cultural dialogue.
However that dialogue goes, I'm betting it's going to make for some really good television. I'm Eric Deggans.